senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so much for listening. Whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7 at crabdiving.com/listen, you can listen to the reruns. Whether you are listening as a podcast, you've downloaded us. The dog is making some amazing noises. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Or if you're listening live, hey, how's your Monday? Shelby's is very frustrating, apparently. She's pissed that we started the show and she's well, like a Kong toy.
Dog, I'm so sorry. I mean, there's a lot of news, I think. Is there stuff happening today?
Oh, I got some news.
Oh, really?
Also, we were off on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got some Faithless Friday stuff.
Jesus is in the house. Special on a Monday. Not a lot of Jesus on Mondays. Is that correct?
Well, or arguably any day.
What is his work schedule? Like you know, when you have an apartment.
I think he's retired, right? Oh. I mean, I would think.
Well, he's essentially our supervisor, right? He's our planetary supervisor.
Who are you asking?
Like apartment supervisor. You know, when you live in an apartment.
He's our super?
Yeah. He's our super. He's our super duper super. He's never in on Mondays.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Mr. Bezos, drives by and lobs cash, out the window of whatever ridiculous car he's driving.
Oh yeah. He's you know, I saw some of those Teslas. I saw another Tesla truck
live.
Yeah. It's God. They look like shit, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I got one for free, I would drive one, I guess. Why not? Elon Musk, if you're listening to our podcast, and give me one of your cars. And if I enjoy driving it, I will talk favorably about that car on this podcast from here on out.
I thought I had an Elon or a... thought I had a Tesla story.
Elon Musk.
I think I didn't pull it because I'm like, who cares? I mean, it's dumping. It's not doing well still. Let's just put it that way.
We did the story where parents were pleading with their children that were investing in Tesla to please get out, right? I feel like we did that.
Yeah.
Like family members of people that have a lot of money in Elon Musk's dumb car company are begging them to please sell that shit, man. You're going to lose everything.
Yeah, he's bailing on EV charging.
Well, what do you mean?
Tesla's abrupt decision to lay off its electric vehicle charging team and reduce its investments in public charging is a blow to the U.S. network, which has long relied on Elon Musk to build the bulk of the country's fast charging.
See, this dog is pissed off about that story.
I think she's pissed off because she knows there's another treat up here.
Oh, really? Oh, can I give it to her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm important. Good girl.
You think you're building cred that way? Building reputation like in a video
she's
game?
Remembering that day you gave me the big meat stick. I appreciate it.
The sudden layoffs this week left Tesla construction vendors. I think this was last week.
And he fucked them, right?
Oh, no, it was this week. Huh?
He fucked them up, right?
Left construction vendors uncertain whether to carry on with the charging projects they're already building.
Can't
Although one vendor said the company has since confirmed that existing projects should continue. Okay, well, that's at least good.
Can't the government just take that over and we need charging stations? Oh, my God. You have no idea if I was in charge. Oh, my fucking God.
Tesla owns and operates nearly two-thirds of the fast charging ports in the United States and deploys more chargers each year than all other providers combined.
Then it's too big, right?
An unexpected retreat by Tesla could undermine the Biden administration's pledge to rapidly expand the U.S. network. Well, we should have other companies. Encourage competition.
It's in our best interest, from what I understand.
Well, right.
I mean, why would you let one guy do all of this?
But it's Elon Musk.
Shit,
he's going to do that. He's going to do that and take us to Mars at the same time.
How long do we have to put up with the myth that Elon Musk and Joe Rogan are geniuses? How long?
Well, I don't think anybody thinks Rogan's a genius.
Oh, yeah, is that true? Well.
Even Rogan.
Yeah.
But Elon, well, maybe comedic genius. Maybe I think there are people that think Rogan's, that hurt me to say. Rogan's a comedic, I can't say it.
Rogan is a comedian.
It pains my soul. I was going to say comedic genius.
Well, I mean,
there are those out there that think that.
Yeah.
You know, the Roganites, just like the same. Well, it's the same demographic that they probably lost their minds when Elon's on.
I don't know why. What is it about Elon Musk that make the bros just?
Because he thinks like them. He is one of them. And
these are the worst people.
And he's ridiculously rich, and they think that's going to happen to them.
If there's any bros listening, Elon Musk, of course, I think is a negative force in the world right now. I mean, it's nice that we have his, was it Skylink, Earthlink, Skynet, the array of the internet.
I also saw a story about just all the space trash he's creating.
Well, he is trash. Fuck, I mean, why are we letting one guy? Let me understand something. I don't know who I address this to. Somebody in the government. We'll say the royal.
You
want to
see the manager?
Why did they? Yes, I want to see our supervisor, our planetary supervisor. Dear Jesus, why does Elon Musk build all the spaceships, all the electric cars, is in charge of going to Mars? I'm sure there's a bunch of other shit too. Why are we allowing this to happen? Are we lazy? Is holes. That what it is, Jesus?
He digs holes.
What?
He digs holes.
Who?
Elon.
Oh, God. The Hyperloop or
the Boring Company? Remember?
The wormhole. Why is he digging holes? What is that about?
For underground projects.
Well, no shit.
I mean, what else?
I mean, most...
There's
most...
all kinds of shit. All kinds of service tunnels, utility tunnels.
Hey, Elon, what do you do? Do you dig holes? Do you go to Mars? Or do you shoot rockets in the sky? Or do you make shitty automobiles?
And
or
creates
do you
children.
Name your kids weird shit?
And what? Keeps creating children.
That's right.
Because he's worried that the population of the Earth is going to plummet.
You know, hey.
Well, the population of white people.
Hey, Elon, when are you going to tweet in the persona of your son again? That was so weird.
Creepy.
Did you see those?
Yeah.
Like, when I grow up, I want to go to a nightclub. God, what kid would say that? That's what he tweeted out as his child. He wants his child to go to nightclubs as soon as possible. Right?
It's very bizarre.
Anything else for your child, you lunatic? God damn.
Asked about Tesla's decision this week, the White House press secretary,
hello,
Karine Jean-Pierre, said more than 40 companies have announced new investments in charging infrastructure.
Well, I hope so.
This is an evolving and competitive market where multiple companies are playing leading roles here. It's not just one company. Well, good. Let's make sure that the wheels of bullshit are greased, of the bureaucracy are greased for them.
Right. And
as much as they are for... fucking fossil fuels.
You know, I think this is some bullshit. I mean, 40 companies. Okay, which ones compared to Tesla? I mean, is it really?
Well, right.
It's 40
tiny-ass
companies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so.
And that's a problem.
That's some spin.
It's a problem with everything.
Right. Yeah.
We have what, six media companies that own everything, basically?
It's fucked up food, too.
Yeah. Car companies, car manufacturers.
Right.
A handful of everything is not is not healthy competition.
It's not, because what happens is one person that owns all that shit, well, they probably turn out to be a lunatic like this fuck.
Right.
And loses his mind and buys Twitter just so he can give a platform to fellow anti-Semitic people. I think that's what he does, right? God.
Fortunately, labor seems to be on the rise. I mean, mm-hmm. like organized labor.
Yes.
And hopefully there'll be more of that where it's needed.
Right.
Except for police.
Except for what?
Police.
Yeah, they don't need a union.
They should have a right to organize, but everywhere, because of our flawed justice system from root to branch, they're given free rein.
Yeah. I mean, shit. It is crazy they have a union if you think about it. They're so good at taking care of each other. That's what the whole Thin Blue Line is about, right? Yes, let's give these thugs a union.
We can have 50 cameras, including doctored and muted body cams from the cops. But there could be 50 people standing around, watching a cop just for no reason pluck somebody out of a car and beat the snot out of them.
Right.
And the union will be like, well, you know, you don't know the whole story. He should have complied. Yeah, and then things like that. It's like,
didn't they pay for his lawyer, right?
Right. And I mean, you know, common sense. Obviously, you want to protect your union member, but not protect them against accountability for crimes they commit.
I'll make a deal with the cops.
It's like a mob.
Have your union. Mob. Give up your guns. It's easy. And your vests. Fuck you. God.
I'm not against that. I think there should be maybe non-armed community officers.
We need vets.
That have to live in the community they're policing. None of this, I live in my nice house in the suburbs, and I drive into the inner city to beat up brown people. But bullshit. You know,
But that's what the job is set up for.
Be invested in that community.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the job is set up for people that want to oppress their community and arrest them and ticket them. I don't know why
That's
anybody
why
would
root and branch.
Fucking
I mean,
do it.
It's the entire concept of policing needs an overhaul.
Yeah. Andy Griffith, who was fictional, by the way, I'm not saying he was real.
Well, the actor Andy Griffith was real.
Yes, that's true. I mean, what was his name then? It was the Andy Griffith
It was
show.
Andy, yeah.
Sheriff Andy Griffith. Had no body armor. They had one gun with one bullet in the whole precinct. And Otis never got shot.
Well, he checked himself in.
Of course, that was pre-civil rights. That's true. So we don't know what was happening in other places there. Right. I'm sure it was a fucking horror scene.
Hey, Aunt B, thanks for making those biscuits for the lynching.
Wee! Oh, Andy! Andy!
So there you go. Tesla is
Good
retreating
news.
From oh. EV charging, which was going to be well, one of his pillars.
Asshole, where do I plug your fucking car into if I have one, though?
Well, there you go.
But seriously, where can I charge it at home?
Well, you have to get a charger, yeah.
What do you mean? I got to plug it in?
Yeah.
I plug it in.
Get a charger, I think, when you get one. So you have your home
nice.
Charger, but...
Do I carry the charger around with me?
No, it's a deal.
God,
it's mounted on your wall kind of deal.
Elon, this is crazy. How much money does it cost on my power bill to fill up my stupid Tesla truck?
I think it's a lot, but it ends up you know cheaper than gas in the long run.
Is it cheaper to fix these things?
No,
obviously yes. What are you talking about?
Well, are they being fixed for the design flaws or
no?
Is Elon fixing them or are you taking them in? Who are you going to take them to?
I don't know.
You can't take them down to the corner.
I don't know.
Guy that fixes cars.
Geek Squad.
I would think you need to take them to electric car experts.
No. You take it to Geek Squad. It's a computer, right?
Well, yeah.
So you just probably just do an update. You don't need a fucking mechanic.
Have you tried turning it off and on?
Oh, exactly. You know that's going to be the fix to most things on that fucking car. Blowing it.
Commie Pinko Liberal. Iffy. HuffPo headline. Whee. Trump org employees speak.
Yay!
Testimony continues in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial this week in New York. Trump is facing 34 felony charges related to his purported efforts to conceal claims of extramarital affairs. Okay, we know why he's there.
Which president is this? Which former president? Is that Obama?
It's Jimmy Carter.
Oh, is it? Jeez, yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah. He's going to be testifying. She got caught in your court.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be testifying from the hospice.
Yeah. No, this is Trump. I mean, nobody's like this guy.
Judge Juan Merchan is presiding over the trial. Trump's legal team is led by Todd Blanche, Emil Bove, and Susan Nichelles.
Ooh, wee wee.
While the prosecution is led by Susan Hoffinger, Joshua Steinglass, yay, Christopher Conroy, and yes, Matthew Colangelo.
Okay.
Two witnesses testified today. Jeffrey McConney, a former Trump org corporate controller, and Deborah Tarasoff, an accounts payable supervisor who still works with Trump org. Meanwhile, Trump org is like 20 people. This is like a significant percentage of.
Yeah,
it's not like some boom when they talk about Trump creating job. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's a, you know, even in his White House and his you know, his campaign, it's a very small circle of people he deals with. You know, and so the idea, sorry, not to get off subject, that he wouldn't know about these checks or wouldn't remember them is fucking
insane. McConney and Tarasoff were both involved in the administrative acts of reimbursing Cohen for his hush money payment, other expenses, and a tax avoidance scheme put the grand total of Cohen's reimbursement to $420,000, which was paid over the course of Trump's first year in office.
Yes. Jeez. Your first, they always ask a president, your first 100 days, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to hire Mike Flynn, who everybody warned me that he's in bed, like working for the Russians and Turkey and whoever the fuck. What did he do? He tried to get rid of the ethics committee.
Yeah, but Obama told him not to hire. So he had to literally do the opposite of anything Obama told him.
Yeah, and that was came, you know, maybe you forgot about this, but during the pandemic, which was very bad, I guess in the first 100 days, he threw out Obama's playbook for dealing with pandemics, I guess. Right?
Oh, I thought that was like right away. Yeah.
Right away?
I thought they just got rid of everything Obama related. And
God damn it. I
remember Chris Christie showed up with binders because he was going to lead the transition team.
Jeez.
And they're like, get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
Get out of here with all your organization and shit. And then it was a shit show. They literally couldn't work the phones or turn the lights on.
It was worse than anyone thought. That whole thing was worse than anyone fucking thought, man.
Let's see, Maggie Haberman gave gripping updates on the extraordinary moment today when Judge Juan Merchan threatened Trump with jail time. And she pointedly noted that it was a much less defiant Trump.
Jesus Christ, please, please put him in jail. Someone, please. That's what I want for Christmas.
Court began with fireworks, with Merchan issuing his ruling telling Trump, I find you in criminal contempt for the 10th time.
Damn.
Going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sanction.
Oh, shit, Donald. What the fuck? You used to be head of Miss Universe. You used to have a television show called The Apprentice on NBC. Now you could go to jail.
Here's Maggie Haberman's live tweeting. Merchan is speaking directly to Trump in an extraordinary moment. He tells him he's finding him in contempt of the gag order for a 10th time, but that the $1,000 per instance fines aren't working and that he has to consider jail. The last thing he said he wants to do is put Trump in jail, which, you know, good for him, says the judge.
That's the first thing I'd want to do.
Adding, quote, you are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well.
Oh, vomit.
Oh.
Why did you have to say it like,
that? I like this judge now.
Ugh, God, check his diaper.
Mershon told Trump his ongoing violation of the gag order is a direct attack on the rule of law. I cannot allow this to continue. Was that her busting?
She's got a giant bone, man. Oh. She found a bone.
What do you got there?
That's her big bone. That's
a go hide it. That's serious? Her precious.
Yeah.
My precious.
Just put his ass in jail. What the fuck is everyone?
He said, I want you to understand. I will put you in jail if I have to.
Hell yes. You have to, Judge. Please, do it for me. The do judge it for crab diving.
Judge said his job is to protect the dignity of the justice system and said Trump's violations of the gag order are a direct attack on the rule of law. Could you let her back there she can hide her bone in my
room? Go hide your bone in his laundry, right? Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Now she didn't want to do it. Here, I'll shut it till she comes back.
She pulls down clean clothes off of the shelves. And in the middle of the night, he makes a bed out of them.
Good girl. Here you go.
While I'm sleeping. Go ahead, buddy.
Go in there.
Go, you weirdo.
Put the bone in. Okay, jeez, man.
Then go crazy.
I think I'm worrying her. I'm making her nervous.
She's like, why do you want me to go back there with my precious?
I don't know.
Are you going to steal my precious?
Yes.
Trump had no noticeable reaction to Mershon's warning that jail could be in the offing.
He's high as shit.
Trump was hunched over at the defense table, staring at Mershon as he issued the warning. Ugh. When the judge concluded, Trump shook his head. Like, unbelievable.
Throw his ass in jail. What an opportunity. I never understand this. He is the bad guy, and we are the good people. And when you have, you could throw him in jail. That would be so great.
Just leave it a little bit open. Okay.
Her brain, I think, is firing so many synapses and things of that nature. She's losing her mind.
She's had one of these giant, large dog size bones.
Did you hear her? She couldn't get it through the door.
That she doesn't. Yeah. I thought somebody was knocking at the door.
Yeah, she just banged it on the
her
door.
Thumping her bone.
Oh, here she comes with her bone.
There she is again.
Satisfied with any place back there.
The Maggie Haberman said, it's worth underscoring what a stunning moment this was. I've never seen anybody warn Trump to his face about the prospect of incarceration.
Oh, shit.
He's now sitting quietly, frowning, while still seemingly absorbing the message from the judge.
Oh, my God, this is good. Oh, shit, I love it.
She said, it's an extremely subdued reaction compared to when Lewis Kaplan, the federal judge, threatened him to jail for jail one of the civil trials, and Trump said, I would love it.
Why the change?
Because this guy might actually do it.
You don't think he was truly threatened by the other judge?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, in a civil trial, you know, they would probably give more leeway.
If you have to do it over again, you throw his ass in jail any chance you get. That's what I think. Any chance. Okay. Hey, buddy.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo and all. Let us see what Drudge
9
is talking about. Shut mouth or jail, it says.
Shit.
And then Rikers question mark. Like they're,
oh, please.
I saw that they're speculating on where to put him, but they have little cells there. And the most that'll happen is, you know, he'll get a timeout like a fucking toddler. And he'll be chucked out of the court and thrown in a cell for an hour or for a couple hours.
What if it's cold and he catches pneumonia? That'd be great.
Who is this?
Yeah.
The Daily Express. So, you know, take this for what this is a Drudge link.
Okay.
Donald Trump would likely take advantage of potential jail time financially and politically if sent to New York's largest jail over the hush money case. What?
You know, I don't know. I mean, they would sit him in a jail, and I imagine there'd be a bunch of Secret Service people protecting him. But, I mean, he would have to be in, an orange jumpsuit, correct?
You know, that's one of the things he said he's actually afraid of.
What? putting that outfit on.
Yeah, he's not afraid of the jail part, but he doesn't want to have to wear one of those orange jumpsuits.
Well, listen, man, you should have,
because he'll look like a basketball with a curled up ferret on its top.
It'll match your hair for a while until the dye goes away.
This is a right wing nut job site, because they're talking here about how this expert, I hope you can hear the quotes in my voice, is exclusively told Daily Express that Trump being sent to jail would likely cause mass protests and civil unrest.
Nine!
I think that's not accurate.
Oh, the Nazis are going to get so upset. They're going to send a guy down to the...
Right.
They're going to send a guy selling Trump hats down to the courthouse again.
Because I have... On Thursday.
Yes.
A headline from Thursday. After large rallies, Trump is greeted at the courthouse by a single fan.
Oh, my God. Was it Tim Scott?
No. No, oh. Tim Scott's dangling from his ball sack.
Oh, my God.
You just got to grab Trump by the pussy and you'll feel Tim Scott.
He seems like one of the... God, he's not very smart, maybe. I don't know.
On a day off from court, Trump on Wednesday flew to Michigan and Wisconsin for campaign rallies. On Thursday, he returned to the Manhattan courthouse, where a single supporter stood outside waving a Trump 2024 flag.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. One guy? Just one guy?
Lily Chi, 62, of Wilmington, Delaware.
Jesus, Lily.
Stood in the park across from New York City Criminal Court. I don't feel lonely because my heart is with Trump, she said.
That is the grossest shit I've ever heard.
She rode the train to New York and is staying with friends, saying that she couldn't afford a hotel room on her office cleaner salary.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, my God. Ugh. But you're... God.
And she's from China.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Lily, Trump doesn't like... people that aren't white.
She said she's attended a dozen Trump rallies.
Oh, shit, man. Does she sell hats or something, or is she just she's in it to win it? Oh, my God.
She stood alone at Collect Pond Park, but was soon joined by two demonstrators in T-shirts featuring cartoons of Trump in jail. They're troublemakers, she said.
Yeah. Those guys?
One of the protesters carried a sign that read, Jail Trump.
Yeah.
One of the other people said, I'm extremely upset they haven't put him in jail yet.
Yes, I am too. I totally agree. I am extremely upset.
The person is a classical musician who lives in Manhattan.
Yeah, what does that asshole know?
Well, no, they want him.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
This guy's a classical musician. And she. She is. And this lunatic, this Trump supporter, what do?
Well, it's bizarre. She's an office cleaner.
Yeah.
And she can't afford a hotel, so she had to stay with friends to go to New York and be the only person standing outside his fucking trial.
Do you support Republicans, then? That makes no sense.
It must be the authoritarianism. Maybe there was something she liked about
the
China
racism
with the authoritarianism, and she's like all in on Trump. Or she hates China, and she believes his bullshit, that he's tough on China.
You know, I had a Lyft driver one time in L.A., and... He was like, I got in, this guy was chatting. He's like, where are you from originally? I said, I'm from Florida. He goes, I'm from the Philippines. I'm like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Jeez, that Duterte guy is something else, right? He was like, oh, yes, but he's done a lot of good for the Filipino people. I love him. And I was like,
it was great.
God.
I was just rounding up people and killing them for being suspected drug dealers allowing the local police to turn into the mob and just kill off people they didn't like and accuse them of having drugs on them. It's great. That's great. The country feels so much safer.
Oh, yeah.
And probably the gazillions that he embezzled.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sure. They love it.
I mean, there's no Marcos, but that was a special case. You know, isn't Marcos' son the new president?
That's correct, Pat.
Jesus Christ, people.
It's name recognition, you know?
Let's see. Since the start of the hush money trial, Trump has complained that his supporters haven't been allowed closer. But she was right across the street.
Yes. I'm sorry, real quick. I think people might forget... the Marcos thing with the Philippines, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, there were Saturday...
Imelda and the Shoes, remember?
Yes, she had Saturday Night Live skits about this shit.
She had like a separate building just for her shoes or something
yes.
like that?
Yes, yeah, it was crazy.
So there you go. Those are the headlines. The Trump saga continueth.
Saga. MAGA. The MAGA saga.
The
sagging MAGA.
I saw George Conway wearing a red MAGA hat, but it was make attorneys get attorneys.
They're going to run out of attorneys.
Is Trump's. Trump's should be his saying.
Yeah. Shit.
But
where is, doesn't Trump need, how many more attorneys does Trump have to hire before he's all done with this shit?
God knows. I mean,
just where do they come from? Where do they find these people? Because they work for him and then they get disbarred, and so he has to get new attorneys, right?
Well, and where do they start finding shit he's done since?
What are you talking about?
They're looking into stuff that he did while president and right after. But like, somebody keeping an eye on what he's doing since then, like financially.
I don't know. Somebody is keeping an eye on him. He's got
New York.
Yeah, but it. Right? So if he has, it's only money in New York, right? But if it's things that are owned by the Trump org, it doesn't matter where it is.
I guess, yeah.
Because they have, because there's some property and some shit.
Didn't he move his company down to Florida?
Officially? I don't know. I think there was a story like, could he get out of this by moving his company to Florida? And he can't for some reason.
Possible good news with the although Israel is starting its invasion after Hamas accepted the ceasefire proposal.
Yeah.
The Israelis are saying it was changed, or that Hamas agreed to something that they weren't agreeing to or something.
Right.
So they're
right.
Like, fuck it, we're gonna go in. Senior Hamas source told Al Jazeera, who, by the way, Israel kicked out.
Yes.
Told Al Jazeera Monday that the terror group has informed Qatari and Egyptian negotiators that it agrees to the proposal for a ceasefire deal.
Right.
Shortly later, the terror group issued an official proclamation. Ismail Haniyeh, chairman of the Political Bureau of Hamas, called the Prime Minister of Qatar and the Egyptian Minister of Intelligence and informed them that Hamas accepts their proposal for a ceasefire. A senior Hamas official said, after Hamas agreed to the mediator's proposal for ceasefire, the ball is now in the court of Israeli occupation, whether it will agree to a ceasefire agreement or obstruct it.
Right.
The news came hours after Israel dropped thousands of leaflets over Rafah, telling residents to evacuate ahead of what appeared to be an incursion.
Did they tell them where to go exactly?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Because there isn't anywhere. By design.
Thousands of local residents took to the streets to celebrate the news. Meanwhile, Channel 12, in Israel, is quoting Israeli officials as saying this is not the same proposal for a deal that Israel and Egypt agreed upon 10 days ago.
Right.
And that served as the basis for the indirect negotiations since then. All kinds of clauses have been inserted.
Oh, geez. How about this clause that it's going to be tough for Netanyahu to want to end this war because he doesn't want to go to trial for corruption, right?
That's a pretty fucking dark suggestion, but, you know.
I mean, that's what, how do you explain, I don't know, I guess people.
Don't forget, Netanyahu is a batshit right winger to begin with. So, you know, him being able to,
yeah,
to do this is probably something that he's been leaning toward his entire career.
God.
More of a military solution.
You know, I don't know. I think that these countries that have these horrible fucking dictators or rulers or authoritarian types, go get your people. My God. Why is Netanyahu still around? I mean, we know there's some weird facts surrounding that the October 7th thing that don't get talked about. He knew about it. He gave Qatar, he gave Hamas all that money before. No one talks about it. And then the response by the Israeli government to the attack was so slow. Why? None of that makes any fucking sense.
Egypt is engaging in efforts to overcome the hurdle to negotiations. Israeli security officials told Egypt that the evacuation is taking place in the eastern neighborhood of the city, close to the Israeli border, and that the military operation will be a limited one.
How many different... I mean, listen, the October...
Tanks. Huh? Tanks, by the way.
Yeah.
Tanks are entering. That's limited.
How many different ways does this guy have to show you that he just wants to turn Palestine into fucking rubble? That's what this is.
You know, what could have been possibly good news, there may be shenanigans going on the part of Hamas. We don't know. There may be, because you know why we don't know? Because both sides lie their fucking faces off. And, people can get mad at us for saying that about Israel, if you're pro-Israel or if you're pro-Palestine, but that's the truth. Both sides are engaging in ridiculous propaganda wars to try to win the PR hearts of the world over this.
Yeah. You know, I just don't understand why we don't use our leverage. I just don't get that. We have so much leverage with the Israelis and like we give them all these weapons and all this money. Why?
Well, we supposedly withheld any aid for this incursion to Rafah.
Yeah. Jeez.
So, you know, we'll see what goes on there. Also in the news.
Yes.
This is, I'm going to save this one for later.
Okay. It's about sharks.
It's not.
Okay. Snakes.
Not.
Mike Lindell.
I'll tell you.
Damn it.
I'll tell you what it's about, but I won't tell you the story.
Oh, I love this.
It's about furries.
Oh, my gosh. But we don't know.
Could
the
save
story.
It for Fursuit Friday, but it's too funny.
Is it true? Is it the Russians, the KGB, they're training people to be undercover furries?
They are. They're behind the cat boxes in the schools here. All those cat boxes, it's always like, my wife's friend is a teacher, and she said they've got a cat box. You know, it's always somebody's friend of somebody. God. That said, and it's nowhere. No, right. No, zero, zero. It's there are zero bananas. Cat boxes for children identifying as cats. Zero.
That's so funny.
This is from, where am I reading from here? This, as I turn off this ad blocker bullshit. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Trump.
Yeah.
Faced mockery.
Woo.
Late last week after word spread of a major fundraising event scheduled amid the Republican presumptive nominee's criminal hush money trial.
Okay.
Maggie Haberman tweeted about, X'd about it, whatever the fuck you call it.
Right.
About it, supposed to be hosted in New York City by billionaire businessman Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick. Who is this? I've never heard of this guy.
He's, you know, some...
He's a rich fuck.
Obviously, he's an asshole if he's hosting a Trump fundraiser.
Gee, thank you, Lutnick. How nice for the planet. And all you rich fucks.
Let's see. Donors will be invited to dine with Trump in Manhattan on May 14th. Costs ranging... costs ranging from $100,000
for dinner.
That's the lowest. Those are the cheap seats.
Does that include drinks?
I hope so. to get this.
Okay.
And what a strange number.
Okay.
This is probably some legal thing. It's like, probably. Like an amount you can donate.
It's a numerical Hitler reference.
$844,600.
Oh my, fuck you.
Per person.
Per person. What? I don't even know how I'm supposed to be treated if I hand somebody... What was the tip? That's
annoying. Anyone walking in there... Oh, that's a good... You got a great point there. Yeah. Anyone walking in there coughing up 840 plus grand needs to be taxed at 90%.
Why?
Above, for every dollar above a billion that they make in a year.
Why?
I'm just putting that out there.
We don't know why that number is that number. Why that number?
It's probably some legal ceiling. Do you know what I mean?
Like the most you can charge for
donating one for sitting or
a plate of dinner with
who the hell knows?
With only one protein, a salad, and one dessert item. The most you can charge for that in our capitalistic fuckstorm is $850,000. I'm sorry.
$844,600 to have a dinner with Trump.
Do you pay when you get there or do you pay ahead of time? How does that work? I wonder. I mean, I guess you wire some money.
Good God.
What kind of asshole does this?
And by the way, I decry the same on the Democrat side. But as long as it's happening,
yeah,
I'm happy for it. But that should go away also. Both sides
it should
go away with,
it really
the, with
should.
This money bullshit deciding right. Who runs the country.
But hey, listen, if you want to cough up $850,000... to get some Nazi elected, well, then you're very fucked up. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah. I, you know, you're fucked in the head. That's your official diagnosis. You're fucked.
God, you could probably fund several districts' school lunches.
Yeah. No.
For that.
Fuck that. No. You can buy a lifeboat on Jeff Bezos' sailboat for $850,000.
Getting the snake exchange ads on my on this computer.
You know what pisses me off? This dumbass Elon Musk corners the market in these electric cars, or he has most of it, and then just like that, this dumb little apartheid fuck is like, I'm not building any more charging stations. Well, fuck you, man. You built all these fucking cars that need charging stations.
Well, because he shot his mouth off.
Yeah,
and he's promising things to the Elon Dick Rider Brigade.
Yes.
that he can't deliver on.
That is a horrible brigade. The Dick Rider Brigade, Elon's Dick Rider movement. We don't need that. Hey, can we not have that? God, fuck him. That sucks. I'm going to charge my car. Oh, but there's
hey, Doc, what are you
she's upset. Her Tesla truck doesn't charge properly.
What are you doing?
Who knows? She's thinking,
like,
man.
Does it look where she just stops and looks at you like, what?
She's pondering.
Thanks for listening, you
Yay.
All. There you are. What are you doing?
Ooh.
What havoc are you wreaking? This is this is gross.
Okay.
The headline says Southern governors are lining up.
Oh my God.
Against working class pay hikes.
Oh, okay. So minimum wage, basically.
Yes.
Why? Wait a second. Why? Those are the people that vote for you.
Yeah. And all they have to do is tell them that the it's because of the brown people that they're not able to afford stuff.
That's
anymore.
Right.
And that the Democrats are coming for your guns.
It's just, really, it's the dumbing down of our country. We're stupid.
Which is saying something.
If you, what?
Which is really saying
it
something
really
terrifying,
is.
Yeah.
Why would you vote for people that don't want to give you a wage hike? Why would you vote for a politician that says, I'm going to make sure, while I'm in charge, that you get paid less. What kind of fucking pitch is that? That is amazing. That is cult. That means you're in a cult. If a guy is going to work to make you get less money and you vote for him, you're culting it up.
According to five Southern governors, we'll give you a chance to take some guesses.
DeSantis.
According
Abbott.
To five Southern governors.
Champ.
That they say that pay raises are bad for the working class, but great for business recruitment.
Fuck, what? Governor Tate, go fuck yourself. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. What is that? That doesn't make any sense.
According to five Southern governors who are upset with the United Auto Workers' historic organizing victory in the Southland.
Well, go fuck yourselves then.
They're saying that the UAW used misinformation and scare tactics to persuade workers at the Chattanooga Volkswagen plant to join the union.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I feel a sneeze coming on.
Oh, God bless you. Wow, I'm so... You're saying these Republicans have some nerve. They're talking about the ethics of the UAW? And they're talking? I mean, that's fucking rich. What tactics?
Fucking allergy day. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. What tactics were so bad that they offended these motherfuckers? These sensitive governors.
The rich guys that are their actual fundraisers are like, I don't want to pay people. It's going to cut into my profit.
Oh, yeah. How do I afford to go to that 850 grand a plate dinner?
Right.
For our orange fuck daddy so I can go suck his dick and pay $1 million with tip for a steak.
I got abortions to pay for.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. God damn.
The UAW recruitment message is you will earn more money and live a better life as a union member. Volkswagen announced on April 19th that nearly three quarters of the more than 3,600 workers at the plant voted to join the union.
Yeah.
It's the first time that the UAW successfully organized a plant in the South. Really? Really?
God, that's amazing. God damn it. You know, what is it about the South that they never wake up and think, oh, wait. That's embarrassing. The National Guard had to come out so black people could go to college in Alabama. You know what I mean?
The union's smashing victory. Who wrote this? The union's smashing victory. Smashing victory.
Right.
Is going to destroy the efforts of the governors to bring, quote, good paying jobs to their states, according to a joint statement.
Wait a minute. A joint?
Oh, because businesses won't want to come to the state. Because they have to pay decent wages to people.
Oh.
And they don't like the union, so they're going to lose all the jobs overall.
No. No one wants to come to your state because if they accidentally get pregnant, some weird Handmaid's Tale shit happens and you can't get health care.
Wait, who gets pregnant?
Well, poor people, I
guess.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Hard reality is that the governors have used the relatively low wages paid to working class people as their primary marketing tool to attract investment into their states.
Well, think of something else then.
The governor,
you've done it for so fucking long, right? I mean, it's progress. Progress is so slow in the South. Finally, some auto plant is unionized.
The governors spend little time worrying about the workers once those businesses are up and running. Keeping wages down is their priority. Those, quote, good-paying jobs never become great-paying jobs because that would be bad for business.
Right. Yeah.
Volkswagen's top hourly wage at the Chattanooga facility is about $35 an hour.
Okay.
Which is $5 less than at a UAW-organized plant.
Well, yeah, that's then. Excuse me. Just one second. Just let me explain. This is people voting in their own interest to form this union. So they get paid more. That's logical, right?
Yes.
Wow, how weird is that? Wow.
The benefits offered by by Volkswagen hardly come close to the healthcare coverage, profit sharing, retirement schemes, and vacation time that is part of UAW contracts.
Right. Yes, rich fucks.
So they don't have that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe they say, well, okay, instead of $13 an hour, we're going to pay you $13.50.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And then they don't have to pay health care. They don't pay.
So what is the point of them complaining?
Retirement.
What is the point of this joint governor bitch fest?
What? They're mad.
Okay, so what?
They're upset about this union bullshit. And I bet you... they're going to try to pass laws to get rid of the unions, which is fascinating to me because when Mittens was running for president and he talked about corporations are people, my friend.
Oh, yes.
There are people banding together for a like cause, you know, which is the betterment of, well, now it's all shareholder value.
Yeah.
Those people organizing... and using their combined power to negotiate everything.
Yes.
Is A-okay.
Oh,
but
yes.
But the workers organizing and banding together to
they don't like
negotiate.
That.
Well, that's like that. Evil.
You know, the South really, you guys, honestly, think about where the South came from. Slavery. Slavery. The South traditionally, and I'll say slave because slavery has a poor relationship with labor. Like, they went to war. I don't know why the people are so shitty down here. They went to war with their own country to keep their slaves because they didn't want to pay anybody to do their shit. And now, finally, all these years pass. Imagine one auto plant in the South is unionizing. That's it. Right?
All right.
One. Go fuck off. And you're complaining about that. How
I
dare
wonder,
you?
I wonder if there was an internet.
Yeah.
If they would have left.
What do you mean?
Well, because, I mean, I don't have any, you know, animosity towards the rank and file guys that were conscripted to go fight for the South Confederate soldiers.
Sure.
I don't, you know, because they're rubes, a lot of them, no offense.
Right.
I mean, they're, you know, poor people that got dragged into it by rich people using them as pawns, the way it's always gone.
Right.
And, but you think there's disinformation now when you're only getting certain sources.
Yeah.
Imagine what they were getting down here. Well, imagine the news that they were getting.
Well, you remember Gettysburg.
I mean, in the South.
That was just, whoa, that was wild. Remember? Right. Don't fight uphill, me boy. Never fight uphill, me boy.
So what did they tell these young men was actually happening and what was going to happen? You know?
Who knows?
I mean, so...
We're going to make you divorce your cousin if you don't fight with us against the Union.
Condescendingly, these governors believe they know what's right for their people. In their view, Southern auto workers would rather toil for lower wages at non-union plants than abide by contractual work rules that lay out, quote, who can pick up a box or flip a switch. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, because you motherfuckers try to pay nothing and tell somebody, well, that's your job, too. That guy left. Well, you know what? Now that's your job, too. If you don't like it, there's the door.
And also, aren't you guys... I mean, I'm just thinking about everybody's track record in here, and I'll call out Abbott and Taint. Are they included in this joint statement? Are they included?
The five... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, very well.
Oh,
very well done.
Oh, thank you.
Greg Abbott of Texas, Tate Reeves of Mississippi are two of them.
I'm going to go with Kay Ivey of Alabama, Pat.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. That's three. I think you'll have a hard time with these next two.
Okay, no.
Because I don't know these names. I mean, I know what state they... I know their states exist, but I didn't...
The governor of West Virginia.
No. Henry McMaster.
Who the fuck is that?
South Carolina.
Nine!
And Bill Lee.
Yes.
Of Tennessee.
Bill, you can't be a great guy.
Those are the five governors.
We haven't had a good story come out of Tennessee in like since we've done this podcast. Right. So,
Would we really know Kay Ivey though if we weren't nuzzled right up against her here?
No.
You know what I mean? So,
no. You know, the thing is, it's like this Taint and this Abbott. I mean, they're in southern states that are typically warm, but their pipes froze.
Yeah.
That one winter. Both of them, right? And a lot of their residents didn't have water.
Right.
You can't... This is a state that can't handle when it gets cold and the pipes freeze. And it's 2024.
Right. Remember the poop train?
What, the poop train?
Yeah.
Is... Oh, God.
Remember that story?
Yes.
But there was a town in Alabama that smelled like shit because... they didn't know what to do with a train load of sewage, raw sewage,
right,
from New Jersey that was being shipped down that nobody knew about. The some crook, a crooked politician, had signed like the city's dumping site over for money, of course, to import sewage.
Thank God. What a guy. Could you imagine if politicians were honestly like, as your senator, I promise to import as much shit
from New Jersey
into your state as possible. Good job. My God. I mean, jeez. That's right. The shit train. Indeed, speaking of shit, I'm sorry. This is so random, but we're talking about Southern governors. Do you remember when Puddenfingers was debating what's his face from Newsom from California?
Yes.
Did you see the part of the debate? I don't even know what they were talking about, but to make a point, Puddenfingers pulled out a map.
Yes.
And it was a map of all the supposedly shit heavy locations in San Francisco. Right.
The human poop map of San Francisco.
God. Here's my point. All these Southern governors need to shut the fuck up. you're all losers. None of you, or name me one that's good quickly.
Me?
Yes. Name me a good Southern governor. You cannot. No. The guy in Kentucky, Bashir, right?
Okay. Why are you doing that to me?
I don't know.
An impossibility.
Right.
Obviously, I had no idea that the unions, the car unions, weren't down here ever.
Yeah. I know. There's a Hyundai plant.
My dad was a regional bigwig, let's say, in the UAW for a while.
Yeah.
And he... I grew up assuming it was national. You know, everybody was in the auto workers union. But now I learned something. I'm surprised that fucking they haven't had them down here.
Good
God.
It is surprising. A lot of things down here are surprising. There's a Hyundai plant in Alabama.
Yeah, the mega churches are...
Are they unionized?
Way too prolific, I got to admit.
When are we going to unionize our church workers? Seriously, come on.
I wonder if... union musicians?
No.
No?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Hmm.
I don't, you might,
live
listen.
Performance.
If you're a musician.
You don't think Equity might cover them?
I don't think Equity needs to at a megachurch. If you're a musician at a megachurch, I think they're giving you money.
You're probably getting paid well.
They get paid because it's an important part of the thing. You got to entertain these maggots. They love it. You can't be shitty.
Right.
You need a crappy organist.
You need to have your background music while you're speaking in tongues.
Or they probably people volunteer to play music while you make all this money off the collection plate. That's probably the best, actually. We need an organist to volunteer for church.
Hey! Modarabaka sakatarabaka sakatara.
Hear that power chord in the background with the...
Oh yeah,
the cymbals on the riding cymbals on the drums. And
somebody clicked the Casio.
It's Paula.
I don't think she's that good compared to some other people. I mean, raga saga ga ga ga. She starts out with
What's this one?
I don't think it's.
I have these kind of random links in my...
Cha-cha-chunga.
I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done.
My goodness.
Remixes are amazing.
They make it good.
So much better than the real thing.
Could you what do you think? What do you think? If they pass the plate in that Paula White thing you're playing, right?
Yeah.
What are they making that plate passing? Do you think?
Oh, 10 grand.
And think about that. So don't think of it as a donation. Think about it as that is ticket sales. They produce that shit content that we're listening to. I mean, that the bar is so incredibly low for these people.
Yeah.
There's no entertainment value to that unless you're making fun of it. Right? I mean, nobody looks at that, I really enjoyed Paula White's performance. Not on a serious level.
Trump flapping his yap after the trial.
Kragu bagada.
Let me see. Is this going to be an ad?
Yeah. Has Trump ever spoken tongues, do you think?
No.
No.
I mean, not intentionally.
The government just said that they want 2 to 3 more weeks. That means they want to keep me off the trail for 2 to 3 more weeks. Now, anybody in there would realize that there's no case. They don't have a case. Every legal scholar says they don't have a case. This is just a political witch hunt. It's election interfering. And this is really, truly election interference. And
he just said
shit,
that.
Man.
This is election interference.
I want to see what he
and this
like.
Is really and truly election interfering. Look at Eric skulking in the background way back there. Oh, there's Epstein in the back. God, what a rogues gallery.
How much do you think Eric is getting paid?
I'm probably a good salary.
You think you
from
think,
Trump org?
Right. Yeah.
He's probably
no for being there.
No, he doesn't have to pay.
Bullshit.
I think he's a believer. What else has Eric got going on?
I don't know. Well, he's
not on the payroll.
No, yes, he is.
He's not. Well,
Excuse me. His wife, Laura Trump, is in charge of the RNC.
Right. Right.
He's got the best gig on the planet.
But I don't know that he's specifically being paid to show up in court.
Exactly. I know he is. That. There's
maybe
no,
that's all Trump can afford. He can't afford
that's
Melania.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's the cheapest Trump. Even
it
Tiffany.
Is. It's very sad. Even it's Tiffany's, Eric. It's
Tiffany's more expensive than Eric.
Yeah, Tiffany's like, no, I'm not doing that. Well, Tiffany's a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. And she campaigned for her father. I remember.
Yeah, mildly.
Ugh, gross.
She was the one that they sent to the gays for Trump and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right. Oh, right. My father hates you. Please vote for him.
Here's the rest of it.
Election interference, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And in every poll, I'm leading by a lot. And they figure maybe they can do something here. Maybe they can do. This case should be over. This case should have never been brought. By the way, Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring the case. Your previous DA didn't bring the case. The FEC said they threw it away. They said, you got to be kidding. Southern District didn't bring the case. Nobody brought the case. And then Alvin Bragg brought the case as soon as, when I'm running and leading, that's when they decided, let's go bring a case. So it's a disgrace. But we just heard 2 to 3 more weeks. I thought they were finished today.
God, he's
not a liar.
He's just repeating everything over and over.
And we know that Bill Barr is the reason the case wasn't brought.
He spoke over the weekend for 90 minutes. Can you imagine what that was like to listen to? Sweet Christ.
My God. Was it a camp?
Oh, God. Just ears bleeding.
Was it a rally?
It was a donor event.
Oh, my God.
Maybe jeez. This was it the $800,000 thing or something like that? But
imagine you got to pay $1 million and for that you get to listen to him for 90 minutes while you have whatever the menu was.
But I don't think there's tape of it because...
Right. It's private.
It was a private event, but the stories were that it was like expletive ridden and
right
beyond crazy.
Any Hitler saluting? Probably. That is sad. Eric's sitting in the back there, just kind of doom, doom, doom. What? He can't even get Don Jr. there. And that guy sucks. Or Kimberly. Where are the people?
They're busy.
Doing what's Ivanka doing? Nothing.
You know, she's very busy. She's designing fashion.
Yeah, I'm going to get back into acting. she acted. Her and Jared were in a show, right?
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they do Days of Wine and Roses?
I don't know.
Let's see. Also in L News, there was a story at... You know, let's take this for what it's worth. The Daily Mail.
Okay. Is that Tucker's? No.
That's Daily Caller. Daily Mail is Brit.
Apologies.
The headline there, the typical paragraph.
Yes.
The Alex Jones is, quote, partying pretty hard.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Texas desert town,
oh,
dubbed
I love
America's
it.
Last outpost for outcasts.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Despite still owing Sandy, this is still the headline, despite still owing Sandy Hook families $1 billion.
What? He's at some weird border town in Texas. What?
Shamed conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appears to be living the life in the tiny southwest Texas town of Terlingua.
Yes.
Close to the Mexican border and has splashed out on land worth $20,000 despite declaring bankruptcy last year.
So splashed out He spent money.
Yeah.
God damn. He bought the land.
Sitting on the outskirts of Big Bend National Park, the quirky town of around 150 residents is known as something of a last outpost for outcasts. Jerry Jeff Walker, okay. Country singer, has a song called Viva Terlingua.
Right. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Right. You may not know him. He was more of a songwriter.
Yeah.
I was way into him for a while, but he...
Okay.
He wrote Mr. Bojangles. That's his
I think I'm getting him mixed up. There's song. A guy with a similar name that married his 13-year-old cousin.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's it. Okay.
The Jones and his wife were spotted in the town as they frequented one of the local establishments, the High Sierra Bar and Grill, and, quote, partied pretty hard. According to some witnesses.
Oh, my God.
A local realtor, told Texas Monthly, everyone in Terlingua is running from something.
Oh, okay. A realtor says that?
Yeah.
What kind of realtor says
that? While another local admits, we're all here because we're not completely there.
Wow. Well, Alex Jones is your Jesus has arrived then because he's not there. Terlingua.
Jones ordered to pay $1 billion, blah, blah, blah. 50 years old, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2022 with recent financial documents submitted by his attorneys, putting his personal net worth at around $14 million. That's not much.
No, it is for doing a dumb podcast where he sells all these nutraceuticals and this bullshit.
And I think that's a lie, by the way.
What?
He's got the whole network and Infowars.com is only worth $14 million.
I'm sorry. Mm. I mean, how much is True Social worth?
Less. Okay, it's all about the Sandy Hook stuff. I'm skipping. But Jones and his wife Erica appear to have cast their cares away, having muscled their way into the tight-knit community and splashed out, there it is again, on property in the area. Property records revealed that despite Jones's financial woes in June of 2023, his wife bought 20 acres in Terlingua Ranch at the cost of $20,000.
Wait a second. That seems like a lot of land for just 20 grand, doesn't it?
When you see it.
Let me see
You'll say.
Okay.
when you see what it looks like. Oh, look. Viper Crossings. That's Terlingua.
Is that his land?
That's just the areas. That's the area.
Okay. Is that God?
They don't have pictures of his specific land.
Man, fuck that place. I tell you what, and no offense if anybody's from there, but anywhere where they have a Viper crossing, like if you know they're crossing, I mean, can't you just... Are you supposed to not run over snakes when you see them?
Terlingua Ranch, located north of town, is known for its eccentricity. Hosting figures like David Kaczynski, brother of the Unabomber, who sought solace from public attention, and Judith Broughton, who hid her deceased mother beneath her kitchen floor while still collecting her Social Security benefits. And they got tons
of fucking snakes. You're telling me, this is all these fucked up people live here. That's true. I will say this. You're telling me that I have these snakes are waiting anywhere to bite me. But if I have to be so aware that I have to slow down at Viper Crossing to make sure I don't hit any of these fucking things?
The town appears to have a rich tapestry of local sayings, one of which describes the town's dating scene as, quote, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, what's the major industry there?
Locals appear surprised by Jones purchasing the land, given the lack of development. One local said, that's a weird piece of land to buy. There's no development, no paved roads, no electricity, no sewage. There's some homesteaders, but it's rough as heck.
That's why it was 20 grand. Well, you just bring a trailer there and you shit in a hole, I guess.
Others, including one unnamed neighbor, have described Jones as being amiable, but not the ideal neighbor.
Oh, hey, you have no fucking idea.
Oh, yeah.
He will eat your ass.
Like corn on the cob.
Yes, he will eat your ass. I'm not kidding.
One neighbor said, well, you're either a good neighbor or you won't be one for long.
Oh, shit, Alex. These people.
Don't fuck with these people.
Excuse me. Alex, you're used to getting all high on meat and in walking around Austin. Where is this?
Down near the border.
Latigua or whatever the
Terlingua.
Fuck. Terlingua. You better be careful.
I think Viva Terlingua was the name of his album.
Like if Alex, if you get high on steak and then mouth off to one of these loons, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, that was the name of the album.
Right.
Jerry Jeff Walker, 1973. Viva Terlingua.
Gosh.
It's a progressive country? Really? Mm. Progressive country album by Jerry Jeff Walker and the Lost Gonzo Band.
Jeez.
It was recorded in August 1973 at Luckenbach Dance Hall in Luckenbach, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Released 3 months later, blah, blah, blah. Jeez. The album captures Walker's strived for gonzo country sound. That's what he called it.
Right.
A laid-back country bass with notes of outlaw, rock, blues, and traditional Mexican norteño and Tejano styles. He does. I really like his stuff. Still. But he's famous for writing Mr. Bojangles.
I think this is going to be an awakening for Alex moving here. It's going to be weird because he really is used to going down to some steakhouse, getting so fucked up on meat, having to get a Lyft or an Uber. Did you hear that? Did you ever hear? I heard him one time. I turned his show on and he was talking about how embarrassed he was. He got drunk on meat and he had to call an Uber. Or did we do that story? Or I don't know.
Jones has remained tight-lipped about his plans for the land, leaving neighbors curious about his intentions.
Yes. But yeah, it's when someone like you, is he going to bury somebody up there or some shit?
The former mining town had a population of around 2,000 during its heyday of mercury mining in the 1940s.
That sounds like fun.
That's why everybody's crazy. There's mercury poisoning.
Yeah, we're all odd.
In 2010, it dipped to a low of 58 people.
Oh, shit.
In recent years, Terlingua has experienced rapid growth.
Okay.
Fueled in part by the pandemic, growing to 78 in 2020.
Oh, shit.
And now thought to be about 150.
Well, now you got Alex Jones. If you got a town of 150 people and Alex Jones moves there, then he's going to be the biggest star in that town, I think, right?
I would guess so, yeah.
Don't ruin that town, Alex. You fucking crazy-ass energy. I don't think they're going to like you.
Last year, court documents revealed Jones' spending was out of control, blowing through $2.2 million in just 8 months.
Jeez.
The money was spent on lavish purchases, including 4 cars and 2 boats worth $115,000.
Jeez.
He listed other assets, including his $2.6 million Austin home, despite transferring the deed into his wife's name in February 2023.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Shit.
Trying to hide his assets.
Why are you allowed to do that? And his wife should just leave him and take that fucking house.
He also has a $1.7 million lake house property.
Shit.
Around 20 miles from his home.
Oh, and where?
He also owns a $2.1 million ranch and has a $505,000 rental property, according to filings.
Think about it for a second.
How your landlord.
Yeah, but it's a $500,000 place in Texas. That's the shittiest one. That is amazing. A $1.7 million lake house in the middle of fucking Texas? What happens in that house? It's worth $1 million.
The magic happens.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Latigua.
So you go, Alex Jones. It's some bizarre shit going on.
Yeah, that is weird. I think he's going to build, he's going to build a ranch.
When you get 200 acres, that's a lot of land for 20 grand, right?
He's going to start his own country, I guarantee you. Watch it. InfoWars land. It's a theme park.
Or is he going to open, migrants land?
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
It's right there near the border.
Oh, yes. God, what a weirdo.
Oh, 20 acres, not 200 acres. 20 acres for 20 grand. That's still $1,000 an acre. That's a lot.
But wait, 20 acres is a lot of land, isn't it?
It's a good amount of land, yeah.
Shit. I'll start a country.
So there goes that neighborhood.
I bleed red blood.
Interlingua.
Good luck, guys. Good luck, motherfuckers. I actually say good luck to Alex Jones. You're dealing with these hipsters from Austin, and the hipsters don't know how to deal with you because you're crazy and you're loud and everything. These fucks in the middle of nowhere in the desert don't give a shit about you. They don't fucking care, I bet.
Thanks, David. I didn't see this earlier. Andy Taylor was the character.
Oh,
the Andy Griffith show.
Shit. Thank you. Andy Taylor.
Also in the news, there was a tornado warning somewhere. It's trending on the Twitter.
There's a new Twister coming out. New movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, there's a new movie called The Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
With Gosling, one of the Ryans. Ryan Gosling, I think.
Yeah, there was a story about it, how the weather was bad on the set or some shit like that. I was like, why is this headline in a HuffPo?
The weather was bad?
Yeah,
that's the headline?
Stupid. My God. They, you know, if you scroll down just a little bit in the HuffPo, I mean, what happens to the headlines? It's like all of a sudden it's like, I don't know, Morgan Freeman buys a Honda or some shit like that. It's the weirdest celebrity news.
Right. Also in the news, we've got some time left here in the big show. We'll be back on Wednesday.
That's right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
Ew.
Here's one you like, Ryan.
Okay.
I'm not even going to play the drop. Miami Airport?
Oh, yes, yes.
Airport security officers in Miami found a slithering surprise last week.
I knew it.
A bag of snakes hidden in a passenger's pants.
A bag? What? Wait a second. wait. Why is the economy this bad that people have to shove? What kind of bag? How did
According to TSA, officers at the Miami International Airport found the small bag of snakes hidden in a passenger's trousers.
Of course. Of course.
The post included a photo of two small snakes that were found in what appeared to be a sunglasses bag.
What the fuck? Oh, I see.
They were turned over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. I don't think we know.
Yeah.
I don't think we have the information as to what the little critters were.
They were caught boarding before they got on the plane.
I don't have that information.
I tell
it just
you
says
what,
at a checkpoint, so yeah, you don't go through checkpoints when you're leaving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're arriving.
I just want to say a big shout out to the good people at the TSA that caught these snakes.
Oh, they're like pink.
Ugh, let me see.
They're little tiny wee snakes. Pink with like a little orange spot on the head. I wonder what kind of snakes.
I hate these people so much who did this, because if they got out, I would lose my mind. Someone would have to shove a bunch of morphine in my eyeball because I just don't know. I hate these people. Why? Here's what I want to know. We always do this dumb list. It's like, here's the guns that were found at TSA. Fuck that. I don't even care anymore. I want the snakes. I want a list of all the snakes that were found at an airport, and I want a list of the snakes that got through. Because if they're catching one, that means somebody must have gotten through with a snake.
Well, maybe.
You know, I mean,
they caught them.
What kind of snakes are those? Poison snakes?
We don't have that information. I was looking to try to see.
They didn't even say that in the fucking article. Goddamn, guys. Who, what, when, where, how? Was a snake poisonous? That is a standard fucking detail in any article about snakes. Jesus.
Well, yeah, like where
Christ.
Was he going?
What is it?
What was he doing with the snakes?
How? How did he get it in there? Why? Why?
Right. Well, there are such things as pink rattlesnakes.
God, Jesus, you can fuck off for that one. Fuck yourself for rattlesnakes. I renounce you for snakes.
Oh, my God. You? Those are southeastern crown snakes.
Okay. Sounds poisonous.
I just found they're pink with these like purpley heads.
Are they poisonous?
Crown snake, small snake endemic to the southeastern United States. They're slender in build and range from gray brown to light brown. Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
They grow to 25 centimeters, including their tails. They're more common in sandy or loose soil.
Jesus.
Active during the day. They're excellent burrowers.
Okay.
And swim in the sand in order to escape.
Are they poisonous?
Looking.
What the fuck?
The Jeez. Does possess small venom glands.
Ugh, God, disgusting.
But it doesn't seem to be like that deadly.
I'm so frustrated. Anybody writing shit about snakes, you know what people really want to know? Is it poisonous or not? Don't bury that fact 5 paragraphs in. Go fuck yourself. People want to know, is that snake poisonous? Is it poisonous? I don't care if it buries the sand.
Not considered dangerous to people or pets.
Okay.
It has a mild venom that it uses to subdue prey.
Oh.
It is delivered through 2 grooved teeth at the back of the upper jaw.
Cool.
The snakes are secretive and can be found in the southern 2/3 of Tennessee as well as Stewart County.
So why the fuck these secretive snakes, they have to be dug up by these fucking assholes, shoved in their pants, and trafficked?
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'm wrong about what type of snake it is, but it looks just like the picture. So
it looks gross, man. I don't know. Fuck these snakes. Fuck these people. Put them on a plane, man.
Well, maybe they are lighter. Maybe they're not the same snake.
You know what you got to do? Here's what I would do. There's snakes on the plane. Everybody strap in. We're going to open up the emergency door and we're sucking everything out of this motherfucker, including those snakes. That's what you have to do. You have to depressurize. Starve these fucking snakes of their oxygen and kill them. That's how you do it.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe that's just what you do anyway. If everybody's going to be sneaking on... If anybody's sneaking on planes with snakes, I guess to counteract this, then when you get up to a certain feat, you should just depressurize the cabin, right? Because that would kill any errant snakes. You know...
This is another one. Security officers at LaGuardia found 17 bullets inside of a disposable baby diaper. Officers pulled the otherwise clean diaper from a passenger's carry-on bag after it triggered an alarm in the x-ray machine.
Yes.
See, it worked.
Yeah.
The passenger initially claimed he didn't know how the bullet-filled diaper ended up in his bag.
Well...
Later, he suggested his girlfriend put it there. He's tossing his girlfriend under the bus. Yeah,
you know these dumbasses, they're bullets without a gun. How many snakes got through LaGuardia while these assholes are looking through diapers?
He was a man from Arkansas who was going to Midway in Chicago.
I need to bring my bullets and Pampers.
His name was not given or disclosed. Port Authority police cited him for unlawful possession of the 9mm ammunition.
You know, yeah. Well, shit. What's worse, taking a snake on a plane or bullets in a diaper?
The, meanwhile, the number of guns being found in airports is going up and crazy.
Is it like, but it's like that in most countries, right?
I don't think so.
In England, how many guns?
Yeah.
Look up, Pete, seriously. In England, how many guns do they find at airports? And let's see if it's more than ours or less. I'm going to bet that it's less.
Let's ask Irish Siri.
Yeah. It's probably not even a possibility over there.
How many guns were found at airports in the UK last year?
I find this on the web.
I find this on the web.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all stories about America. Yeah. Of course it's America.
Yeah, because it's
I
us.
I can't even
it's
find us. It.
We don't even... Nobody makes a blip on the radar. How many fucking rocket launchers did we find at Southwest Airlines this year? You know what I mean?
TSA found a record number of guns at airport security checkpoints in 2023. That's here.
A record number, though. How is that possible? I thought we were...
And already, we're heading for a record-breaking... Again, this year.
Is there anything else we can break a record in that might be more positive? Quickly. Why this? Why are we excelling at this? It's America. We bring more guns to the airport than anybody else. Fuck you. God. Is TSA better, so they're just finding these guns, and there's always the same amount, or do people just love it?
Yeah, you know, there's all kinds of different single story. Well, here it's that back to that story. It says, it's a problem cropping up at airports across the U.S. TSA officers found a 45 caliber pistol and magazine loaded with six bullets concealed in a pair of Nike sneakers in a checked bag at LaGuardia.
In a shoe?
Firearms are allowed to be transported in checked baggage, but only in locked, hard-sided containers. And I believe they're not supposed to be loaded also. You can't stuff it in your shoe.
But if it's in your shoe, it can be loaded because it's safe.
let's see. One time, officers at a security checkpoint intercepted 13 bullets hidden in a Mentos chewing gum container inside a carry-on.
Oh, okay.
The bullets were mixed in with pieces of gum. The passenger was charged with unlawful possession of ammunition.
Sorry.
Claimed it belonged to his son. Everybody blamed somebody else.
It's my kid's bullets in the Mentos box.
In April, officers pulled a loaded .22 caliber pistol and two boxes of ammo, over 100 bullets, from a carry-on bag. The passenger claimed he was at the shooting range and forgot to take the gun and bullets out before he went to the airport.
My bad.
Why would you not think about that? You just don't, you're so used to having your gun around.
You don't check what's in your bag?
Yeah, particularly a fucking gun. Man, you're going on a plane. Are you that aloof? Are you that aloof that you just forget that your gun's in your bag?
I'm surprised the Republicans don't want to allow it.
Why? Let me ask you something.
Because those terrorists, if there were good guys with guns on that plane, those terrorists would have never flown those planes into 9/11.
On a plane, when am I allowed to pull my gun? After the fasten seatbelt sign has been turned off?
Who are there brown people on the
plane?
Put
your gun in airplane mode. They're more concerned at these airports if somebody's phone is on and not in airplane mode. Well, don't worry about the bullets in the diaper. Don't worry about the guy with a fucking boa constrictor in his asshole and coach. That's fine. His phone isn't on airplane mode. And his seat tray isn't all the way forward and it's taking off. God.
Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She exists. She's real.
Made more money last year just from speaking and writing engagements.
Writing?
Then she would make as a senator.
Oh, my God. It took everything for me not to throw this chair out the window. She writes? Like, what do you mean writes?
Well,
like,
probably columns.
She writes columns?
Yeah.
With sentences and indentations and words?
Romance novels.
And references? Oh, I don't believe it.
Carrie Lake, probable. What are you doing to me here? Stupid pop-ups. Carrie Lake, probable Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Arizona.
Nine!
Made more money last year from just speaking and writing than she would make as a senator.
Jeez.
Which is $174,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
To be a senator.
What is she writing? And who is she getting paid to write for? What? Is she working for, like, Warner Brothers? Is she in the joke room of some sitcom? Or what kind of writing? Poetry?
Well, probably the Daily Stormer.
Oh, that's right. Who the fuck? I got to tell you something. Honestly, if you said, listen, this book is by Carrie Lake. I need you to read it. And there's nothing else on the planet with letters or words to look at. I ain't reading that. If it's the last printed thing on the planet to look at, I'm not doing it.
Lake disclosed the specific terms of her book deal royalty agreement in an amended personal financial disclosure report filed. She reported receiving a $100,000 advance.
Oh my God.
Against 25% of net profits from sales for her book Unafraid, released last year.
Who the fuck is she writing that with a ghostwriter? Is that
undoubtedly.
I mean, they no one, and I don't give a shit. No one, there is no one on this earth that is reading that book. I mean, she could have killed four dogs in that book, and no one's going to know because they're not going to read it.
The Guardian described Lake's book as, quote, a grievance-packed audition in Lake's tireless quest to be named Trump's running mate in 2024. That's the whole book.
Right. Is Kristi Noem's book projected to do better than Carrie Lake's?
Oh, yeah. The Daily Mail says Lake used the book to lay out her political manifesto and settle scores.
Yeah.
All while describing how she made the move from much-loved TV news anchor to one of the country's most divisive politicians.
Now, let's talk about what the book's really going to be used for. When whoever bought it or whoever got it for a godforsaken birthday or Christmas present sets it on their coffee table, and they don't want to get a ring from their coffee cup on their coffee table. They will then set it on this Nazi's fucking book, on her manifesto. No one's reading this shit.
Lake's book failed to reach the level of commercial success achieved by other MAGA-adjacent tomes.
Oh, no.
Including those by members of the Trump family and a roster of Republican senators. The book was published by Winning Team Publishing.
What winning team?
Co-founded in 2021 by...
Oh, wow. Who is in... Rick Wiles.
Not a bad guess.
Really? I don't know.
No, Chrome is locking it, up.
Oh, is this... is this...
come on, Chrome.
I don't know. What right wing nut job has a publishing company that I'm not paying? Like Liberty University or somebody like that? Pat Robertson? Oh, he's dead.
Pat Robertson, no longer on the planet.
No. So Rush Limbaugh, he's dead too. Isn't that great?
God, this is.
Is
not
it Stu Peters? Did Stu Peters publish his book?
Didn't, but wait one second. I have to restart.
Glenn Beck.
I have to restart fucking Chrome here.
It's got
to
be. It's Glenn Beck published his book and is doing the claymation of the story. Carrie Lake's story told by clay people.
Reopening.
Yay.
Carrie Lake.
Who's got the movie rights to the book? Who's doing that? Scorsese?
It was co-founded.
Yes.
I'm trying to find an audio clip that you'll recognize this person immediately.
Oh, my God. A publishing company. Shit.
I'm not going to look for it. Don Jr.
Oh, my God. He does not have a publishing company. What is it? From Triggered?
Well, he's just got a plain old company that he started.
Don Jr. is publishing Carrie Lake's book.
Yes. Well, his company.
You know, I'm going to say something.
Winning.
There are classics on the wall. Everyone listening to this podcast, I'm sure you haven't read. There's no reason. You should never read this Carrie Lake book. How would you read this Carrie Lake book? And it's like, I never read War and Peace or The Great Gatsby, but I'm wasting time reading this shit. What is it about?
Oh, my God. There is a crazy picture of Don Jr.
Who's playing Carrie Lake in the movie?
Who's playing Carrie Lake in the movie? Who would be a good Carrie Lake?
God, I honestly have a good one on this. And I think Meryl Streep would kill it.
Oh, Kathy Lee Gifford.
No. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep?
Somebody good. I want to see a good. I don't know why. Meryl Streep, right?
Well, she's good at everything.
Yeah.
So Trump called Jack Smith a fucking asshole.
Okay.
In his rant.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Is he allowed to do that?
This is the Washington Post.
Okay.
Wait a second here. God, what is going on with my fucking computer? It's being quite cunty.
Where did you get that computer from? China?
It's like, I think there was an update on Chrome.
Is it true?
So one of my signouts are gone. Huh?
Did the Venezuelans hack into your computer?
Venezuelans. okay, while I wrestle with this, let me start something else.
Hey, if this cyber ninjas are listening, please call Pat and help him out with his computer.
This is, here's a quickie. Do you remember Ashley Madison?
Oh yeah. With the Quiverful people, right?
No, Ashley Madison was the cheating website.
Yeah, but I thought what's his
was
face?
was that them?
I thought
Duggar. Yeah, yeah, that's Duggars. Right. Duggar was on Ashley Madison. The top America's cheating hotspots revealed.
Yes.
A study done by hookup app Ashley Madison revealed the top 20 locations prone to adultery in the United States.
All right.
Do you want to take a guess which state?
Mar-a-Lago.
Was number one state? Was number
Florida.
One?
Florida.
Absolutely.
Yeah!
With three out of the top five locations.
Oh, shit. Okay, Disney World.
Well, we got Miami, Orlando, Tampa in the top five. Atlanta is number three. Vegas is number four.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh round out the top
Buffalo.
10.
Buffalo.
Anchorage, Alaska, 15.
Well,
what else you got to do?
Jeez.
Denver, Cleveland, Tucson, Colorado Springs, Bakersfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure that out.
Yeah.
Seattle, D.C. Okay. and Portland are the top 20. There you go.
Well, but Florida's number one?
Florida is the number one state.
With the top three?
Three out of the top five.
Three out of the top five. Damn. Disney World.
Orlando, number two. Mm-mm-mm. Miami, number one.
Right.
And Ashley Madison is specifically geared towards cheaters. I mean, that was their vibe.
A lot of people stepping out on their marriage, they like to go to Epcot Center and take in the Hall of Presidents.
What if you what if you're there on a day that the kids are taken to the on a field trip to Disney World?
You know,
and you're not paying attention.
Shit, man. I don't know.
Here's new mom.
Right. I think you might know though. You might realize that your kids at Disney World because it takes a mortgage to send them, I think.
Oh, that's true.
You need a scholarship to go to Disney World. You know, my friend friend of mine, he has kids. He was just explaining to me. He went on a family vacation to Disney World. He's got three kids. The way it works out is like you buy this ride pass and all the ride, it makes you like, if you have money, you can pay to avoid most of the lines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what it is, the pass doesn't actually give you a chance to avoid the line. It allows,
I was going to say, it puts you in a different line.
It puts you in a queue, and it's 7 a.m. every morning at Disney World. Every parent that's on that thing is logging on to their app and selecting these rides as fast as they can.
Oh, I see.
And it all fills up by like 7:05 a.m.
What a nightmare.
How do you fix that? So you can go to Disney World if you can barely afford it, but then you got to wait in line. And all these rich people get to go up to the front. Speed pass.
Well, welcome to our planet.
But even Disney World.
Yeah.
Come on. It's the Magic Kingdom.
And the amount of money is just, it's 100 something bucks, right? Just for a ticket to get in?
Yeah. It's a lot.
The rides, you know, are they worth it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I went when I was a kid, and I loved that Pirates of the Caribbean ride so much. That was the most fun.
This story is interesting.
Yes.
It's time for the furries.
Oh, good, good.
Once again, from a heavy concentration of British websites today.
Hello.
Once again, the Daily Mail, so there you go.
Right.
The headline says, "How Furry Convention Descended into Orgy of Sex, Violence, and Destruction as Diaper-Clad Adults Dressed as Cuddly Animals Trashed Host Hotel."
Oh, my God. Wait. That last part. Diaper-clad hosts dressed as furry animals, trashed a hotel.
Yes.
Why do they have diaper? Well, wow.
This is a little bit of history because this happened in 2015.
Oh, okay. Never forget.
But the story came out yesterday on the Daily Mail.
They're back.
It was the Rainforest
Come on.
Festival 2015, years ago. It was meant to be an annual convention designed for and by furries, but the debauchery that ensued left animal-loving organizers banned from ever holding another event in the city of Seattle.
Shit, man.
After the management of the hotel they defiled.
Oh, man.
Spread word about what had happened.
What did you guys do?
Permanently plastered in the annals of internet history.
Yeah.
The event started to go off the rails when someone purposely loosened a bolt on one of the Hilton Seattle Airport and Conference Center's toilets, causing it to start flooding instantly.
Why would you do that? How is that fun? You're dressed up as a stuffed animal. Obviously, you guys get shit-faced. No sober person does this.
The floor was soon filled with 2 inches of putrid water.
Yay! It's fun!
Things only worsened from there. Attendees indulged in drink and drugs.
You know what? This isn't Florida. This is Seattle.
You mean furries are doing drugs and drinking?
Jeez,
I'm shocked.
It seems like... Wait, this is not Seattle. Florida. It's Seattle.
Yes.
Shit.
It seems rainforest. Like Florida. It's the rainforest.
Rainforest. Be careful in the rainforest.
A series of arrests ensued as attendees donned diapers and even went as far as defecating in the pool. A hot tub was also flooded when a person shoved towels into the pump, filling it with water.
Why would you
do
that?
The hotel was left in ruins, they say. Oh, my God, guys. That's a little dramatic.
You ruined the Hilton.
The organizers received a bill for over $100,000 in damages.
Damn! Shit. Furries, what were these people dressed as, specifically the animals? Did they have a breakdown? How many squirrels? How many cats?
I don't know if we have the demographics.
How many hedgehogs?
The demographics.
One event organizer said, so what did happen? Who's curious? An event in March 2016 after Rainforest 2016 and all subsequent events were canceled.
Shit, man.
No more Rainforest.
Sorry, guys. We just can't handle it here.
The man who identifies as an African civet.
A civet is the kind of cat that eats these beans from a tree, shits them out, they turn into coffee.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
This is a great animal.
I'm not sure it's a cat, but yes, it's a cat-like critter.
Right.
He said the Rainforest Board was quiet because we got a letter from the hotel. The hotel said, you guys are going to send us a letter telling us you're canceling your event. If you don't, we're going to pretend like you did and charge you a cancellation fee.
Holy shit. Who the fuck organized this?
Dressed in normal getup, the mind behind this is one of the organizers. Other furry festivals like Califur,
yes,
Vancouver,
right,
and Fur-E, proceeded to explain exactly what had gone wrong.
So this, let me understand something. This guy has produced previous different furry conventions,
yes,
and has been successful where. Nobody's shit in the pool. Nobody crapped in the hot tub or whatever.
So they looked for another venue, and he said, after an extensive search, we quickly discovered we were not welcome anywhere in Seattle.
There's your problem. I can find you a venue. There's a nice bingo hall down in Jay, Florida you can rent out. They don't care what you do there. You're in Seattle. This is a Florida event. Excuse me.
So I guess there's, you know, a lot of folklore and history behind the legend of Rainforest.
I think
2015.
Tell these guys they could probably find a Holiday Inn Express in Milton, and you can do whatever you want.
It started with a talent contest, which was documented and went off without hitch.
Yay!
However, as the night went on, things devolved as alcohol flowed freely and furries were left to their own devices. Streaks of vandalism ensued, along with bad behavior, to say the least. One guest deliberately loosened the bolt. Okay, we talked about the toilet.
Yeah, why?
Many disabled their hotel room's fire alarms to hotbox in their rooms, smoking marijuana freely with the windows closed.
Oh, my God. These people are fucking impossible. You guys are fucking impossible. You're hotboxing it. These guys dressed as hamsters, shitting into diapers, ruining pools. Or hotboxing it, no less.
One person tweeted, "My removal from Rainforest was alcohol related, and I'm hoping to right it by attending AA meetings." He wants to be able to go back to the conventions.
Yeah, I think that's
Oh, the
funny.
Fire department was called.
Yes.
Another attendee took dozens of towels and tossed them in the pool.
Right.
Why not?
What? What about, you know, at what point, you know, I've never been
to... ripped one of the exit signs off of the scene.
Oh, well. I've never been to Foray or the Rainforest or any of these. What is the... Is there an agenda of activities that happen?
For the last few years, the Hilton sustained more damage during Rainforest than it did from every other event at the hotel at the Hilton the entire rest of the year. This doesn't even include the damage to guest rooms or other incidental wear and tear like the elevators.
Well, yes, I agree with you.
Two plumbers' calls, a flooded bathroom soaking offices underneath, towels stuffed into a hot tub pump, multiple petty vandalisms and thefts. We had to send three people to hospital.
Hello?
And call the police twice.
These cops are like, listen, man, you know what this was like in 2015. You did this, and now you're doing it again. We can't help you. I'm sorry.
This person said, kind of ruins the con vibe when an adult walks past with a dump in their diaper in public.
But what is that? That's a good point. What is the vibe, though? What happens at these? Let's imagine this didn't happen, and what they plan to happen happened. What happens? Are there speakers?
Diaper-wearing hooligans openly roam the halls. Others began hurling the items, some of them soiled, out into the hotel gardens.
These are the worst kind of hooligans.
Inside the stairwells.
Jesus, you're relentless. They're furries, uncle. We can't. Wait, no, this. I bet the hotel staff.
They're a warm and loving community.
No, I bet the hotel staff thought about abandoning.
Oh, gross.
Abandoning.
Here's a guy with his furry mask on, but just a diaper walking around. I don't know how that's furry. How is that furry?
Listen, I think I want to know again what was supposed to happen. What was supposed to happen? Did they have movies? Did they have a social part or
a passed out attendee at the con?
Let me see.
It's like a big fat bear suit.
Oh my God. It looks like a giant
splayed
teddy bear.
Displayed on the floor.
What? Shit, man. Are there any other furry organizations speaking out against this? They're defaming the
I assume it hasn't happened much since. We haven't heard that. What? But yeah. That's why it's a legend, man.
Why?
But I saw this story. I thought, man, we gotta talk about this shit.
Why do you guys get so fucked up at your conventions? Right? I mean, because...
Well, everybody gets fucked up at conventions, but I mean, this is insane.
What does it mean to be a furry? What are the core principles or values?
Of furries?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's different.
Dan? Between
furries? It's like bronies. There's bronies and there's cloppers.
Well, okay.
Right?
There are furries, and then there are furries that shit in pools and do vandalism and beat people and get so fucking drunk. I'm just wondering.
And there are furries that like to fuck in their fur outfits.
Absolutely, sure. But is there any kind of brotherhood or sort of code of ethics
in regards
followed by the furries? There must be something. They must have something they do. I mean, God, these guys, I'd rather have the juggalos over at my hotel than these fucking furries. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah.
Why do people that want to dress up like stuffed animals, why do they have this violent streak?
At least you're anticipating that.
I
shenanigans with the juggalos, maybe, but, you know, I guess one wouldn't expect the furries to go apeshit. No pun intended.
I mean, you know, if you think about it like this, if you're like, if you're a person that wants to dress up like a stuffed animal with a diaper, what else are you capable of?
I guess, right? is it the fact that they're wearing the diapers under their outfit because it takes too much to try to get out of that outfit?
No, excuse me.
To take a shit.
No. If that's the case, then your costume has a flawed design. This costume does not allow you to shit without a diaper. New design, please. New design. Thank you. We can, because that's untenable.
You can't squat in the corner. You can't have litter boxes.
You know what's bad about this? Is there's so many Republicans looking at this story saying, say they won't do this in our schools.
Oh, they're doing it in our schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is a furry convention. Is there what what membership? Franchise?
I think you just need a suit.
What branch was this, though? What furry
delegation? Obviously Northwest something.
What furry chapter was this? Are they going to lose their membership?
I don't know that it's, you know, I think there's different groups.
I think they're going to lose their charter and they're not going to be.
Well, they did. They were no longer welcome.
When you run a hotel.
Rainforest was no longer welcome.
How do you fly to Seattle with a furry costume? How does it fit?
Well, I don't think you're wearing it on the plane.
No, I understand that. It's a big costume. Like, that guy's dressed, the bear that passed out, that bear costume is huge.
Well, yeah. Well, it's probably one suitcase for the costume part of it, and then the head gets its own box.
Do you ship it?
I would guess you would, or maybe they're locals and they drove. Probably in their suits.
They drove. I mean, that... Listen, I'm saying that you got to have a lot of trunk space. God, they drove. Hey, did everybody bring diapers? How many changes of diapers are you bringing?
So, yeah.
To our convention this year.
So the whole fursuit Friday thing.
Are we sure this is the furries or CPAC that happened?
It could be either. I think there's probably some bleed over.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
We've got only a couple minutes left here in the big show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I bet people that worked at that hotel that remember the last one were like, I'm going to ask for that weekend off because I am.
What do you mean?
You know the furries are coming. It's like, I'm going to request that weekend off. Yeah. I think so. I don't want to. I'm not going to be dragging turds out of the fucking pool.
Emptying litter boxes.
Assholes. Dressed as a cat. Calm down. Quit crapping everywhere and breaking things. Shit, man.
I got a really quickie story here. Let me see. I know it's crazy, right?
Yeah, and also the people that snuck, you want to sneak snakes on planes, you can fuck off, man. I've had it with that shit.
Bird flu could be the next COVID.
Cool, that's perfect. Good.
Well, here's good news. Well, I don't know about that, but okay. Retailers jacked up prices and squeezed consumers. They may have just blinked, it said.
Oh, okay.
Retailers are feeling jittery. Consumers aren't shopping like they used to.
Ew.
In the game of chicken between stores and shoppers, it's the stores that appear to be yielding first, starting to drop prices on thousands of products. It's about fucking time.
Yes. Thanks, Biden. Right? Biden's doing
this. A slew of retailers in recent weeks have announced price cuts as they strive to pull consumers into stores and entice them to spend money on things like new clothes, decorative items for the home, arts and crafts, blah, blah, blah.
Meanwhile, a bunch of Southern governors got together and said, we're so sad we got to pay people more.
Right. And then we found out that much of their complaints during the pandemic were bullshit.
Yeah.
About supply lines and all that stuff, and were an excuse for them to raise prices, and then they left them.
And especially with food, though, right?
Yeah. We found that out.
Evil. Boy, I look forward to the bird flu ran by Donald Trump. What kind of bleach do I put in my asshole if I get the bird flu?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Barb.
Eat a fabric softener and a
Deb,
light bulb.
Barb? Deb. Deb.
Deb.
Deb. Can't you do something with that, Deb? Yeah. The light and the...
I wonder if any of those furries were at January 6th.
I don't know if there's a lot of bleed over there, but yeah. Maybe.
Right.
There was a shaman.
They didn't even wear their outfit. Wouldn't that have been funny if on January 6th...
There's a bunch of furries that attacked the Capitol.
There's just one dressed as a gerbil.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, yay, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Yeah.
See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Insta, TikTok, Facebook, and X. Or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Back on Wednesday.
Fuck these snakes.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.